Federal managers maintain that Lower Kuskokwim River's set net openings will be open only to local subsistence users, despite the state declaring concurrent openings that open these opportunities to all state residents. Boyd Blahubdi is the federal manager for the Lower Kuskokwim River. He spoke during a tribal fishery teleconference on Monday.
The only folks that should be here fishing are those that are local qualified users, and that's what we're going to enforce from the Fish and Wildlife Service side.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has declared management of the Lower Kuskokwim River from the mouth upstream to Aniak beginning June 1st. Federal managers, in consultation with the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission, has declared three set net openings in early June. Each opening will last 16 hours from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. on June 2nd, June 5th, and June 9th. The federal set net openings are only open to local subsistence users under federal regulation. However, state managers have declared concurrent openings, meaning they've issued openings that mirror the federal openings in the same waters for the same times. Under state law, these state subsistence openings are open to all Alaskans. This practice of concurrent openings has become standard in recent years as federal managers have declared control of the Lower River fishery. However, earlier this month, a state advisory group made of local subsistence users voted to recommend that the state not declare concurrent openings this season. The group is called the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group. Group member Mike Williams Sr. of Akiak made the motion to end the practice of concurrent state and federal openings. He wanted to keep the federal openings limited to local users and help conserve the Kuskokwim king salmon.
In these times of kings at risk, it's just putting our people at risk as well.
Fellow working group member Kevin Whitworth of McGrath supported the motion.
We're in a conservation concern for king salmon here. People aren't getting what they need. We haven't gotten what we need. I haven't gotten what I need for a decade.
State managers said they wouldn't be able to follow the group's recommendation. State regulation requires that the state allow one fishing opening per week in Lower Kuskokwim waters in early June when waters are otherwise closed to gillnets. Chuck Brazil is the state regional management coordinator for the YK Delta. He addressed the working group after the recommendation passed.
I just want to let everybody know in the working group how disappointed I am that the working group took up a motion and supported that motion for the state to go against their own laws.
State management biologist Nick Smith said in an email that holding the state openings at the same time as the federal openings fulfills the state statute while helping to conserve the Kuskokwim salmon. He said it prevents doubling the amount of fishing openings and creating confusion with separate state and federal openings. During the working group meeting, Smith also said that the state holding concurrent openings helps provide law enforcement during the Kuskokwim salmon season. Last summer, federal officers did not enforce fishing regulations on the Kuskokwim. Instead, that duty fell to state wildlife troopers. Here's Nick Smith.
That's what I'm looking to do when I do concurrent opers, is put enforcement on the rivers so we can conserve the species. So we get them on the spawning grounds.
Federal manager Boyd Blahubdi says that federal officers will be enforcing fishing regulations on the Lower Kuskokwim River this summer. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.